Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The ongoing he said, continuing with your Houston Rockets. Tillman Fertitta had his State of the Rockets address the other day. Apparently some of the specifics he got into, don't want to say they're not true, but Mike D'Antoni's agent has come out and said they're not, and Daryl Morey actually confirmed that they were not. So take it for what you want. But before we get into that and we get into those specifics and we talk about the service industry, because Tillman Fertitta is the king of the service industry, let's go to Ray. Ray, you're on In the Loop. What's up? I think you want to weigh in on the Carlos Correa statement.
Yeah, and also Fertitta. First, the girl, if you can catch up with John Lopez is saying about her angle and her trying to make Correa her brand, if you can figure out what she's trying to angle and do with that YouTube stuff, you can figure out what happened with that guy. And once I saw Tiger get whipped up with that golf club, these women will hit those guys. And on particular guys, he's looking out for the best interest of the city of Houston. So give him time. He wants to win a championship for the city of Houston. That's all Fertitta really wants. And the guy paid $2 billion for something.
Let me ask you this, Ray. If he just does want to win a championship, and I'm just from the outside looking in, why would they cut budget last season when they're the biggest threat to the Warriors? And why would they not use the mid-level exception? If he just wants to win, why would he be cutting cost when you appear to be so close to a championship?
I know. I said that's what I was going into about the money. The guy paid $2 billion for something that Les Alexander paid way less for. Les Alexander gave James Harden $200 million then sold the team. You know, I wouldn't even bought the Rockets because he gave Harden $200 million then sold me the team. So I wouldn't have bought it based off of that. Then he lost the bid in the early 90s to Les, and then Les sold it to him for $2 billion.
So are you saying that James Harden shouldn't get a max deal? Like, if he had James Harden, I'm assuming that Fertitta, if he does want to win, one of the best players in the NBA, he's going to give a max deal to, right?
Yeah, I understand that, but I just didn't like how Les gave that max contract, didn't hear it, and sold the Rockets. I just didn't like how that happened.
Well,
you know?
I think if I'm
going to buy an NBA franchise and you give me a max player in his prime, thank you.
Yeah, that's value right there. Plus, you can't compare what happened in 1993, 1992 when Leslie Alexander bought this team to what they're doing now. I mean, the market is just incredible. No, he bought the team as let's give Tillman Fertitta all the benefit of the doubt. Okay?
Okay.
I think there's one of two things going on, all right? And this is giving him the benefit of the doubt. The first thing going on is he absolutely, positively is running this more like the restaurant business or a business than a basketball franchise, and that's why all these things are happening. Or, let's give him the benefit of the doubt, he cares too much about winning. In other words, he's being very, very quick to make these decisions. Like, remember he said after game 6, you know, we want to win. I'm mad. We had our chance to win. Maybe he's just flying off the cuff too much because he tells Daryl Morey, fire the assistants. Let's change that. We're not going to give him a new contract, D'Antoni, because we want to see if we can win. So it's either like you can look at it. The prism matters how you're looking at the Rockets right now. Like, you and I both agree I think he's making severe mistakes. I think he's being a little bit too hands-on. I think he's running it more like a business or his restaurant empire than a smart basketball operation, all right, with all the decisions he's made. I think Daryl Morey is walking on eggshells. I think Tad Brown is walking on eggshells. I think Mike D'Antoni is mad that he's not getting his contract. He's also very mad that he lost his assistant coaches and probably won't have the final say in the next round of assistant coaches. That's what I think. But it's very, very possible. I'll put it this way. It is a possibility that he's like, screw it, blow it up, let's make some drastic changes because I want to win now.
And let me be clear, and I've made this very – I don't know – I don't necessarily think I would give Mike D'Antoni an extension if I were Tillman Fertitta. Like, I have no problem with throwing all your chips on the table next year, especially with Chris Paul – as he continues to get older and just running it back. I don't necessarily think he should give him an extension, but But the problem is he's coming out and saying that he wants to give him an extension. And one second he's saying one thing, and then his actions are showing the other. This is Tillman Fertitta talking about the details of the contract last Thursday and what the detail, what he offered or says that he offered Mike D'Antoni. And after we hear this, Jonathan Fagan broke a story which Daryl Morey confirmed that shows that maybe these details weren't 100% accurate.
I made Mike a great extension offer. It was one of the better base salaries in basketball, but also had the highest incentives in basketball. Mike could make $4 million in incentives. It was $4 million worth of incentives. And if you go from the second round to winning the championship, you can get there real easy.
Okay, so he said that. He said that it was above the top base salaries. However, as I hinted, and as Jonathan Fagan reported, and as Daryl Morey confirmed, his specifics were not 100% accurate. You have the report in front of you. Tell the people, tell the loopholes, what that 2021 extension really had in store and what the actual specifics were.
Well, it was basically $2.5 million with a lot of incentives. Nothing.
Which is less than 40 college basketball coaches.
Less than 40.
40 college basketball coaches, John.
Make more than he does. That's incredible. This is what you're offering the head coach of a guy who had you in the conference finals last year, had you on the brink of beating the Golden State Warriors the last 2 years, and has the number one offense in the NBA. It is insulting. Mike D'Antoni stopped short, his agent, of saying it's insulting, saying he basically responded to this in Fagan's report, saying, hey, that's their offer. We're just not going to sign it. He stopped short of saying it was insulting, but it was insulting. That's an insult to any coach. It's a college coach, like you said, 40 college coaches make more. Half the NBA head coaches make more.
And this is the other thing that's about that. He would have got $5 million if they'd made the playoffs. So Mike D'Antoni makes the playoffs. He gets another $2.5 million. Then after each round, he gets $1 million. But this is the thing, and this is the caveat, and this is what I was talking about last year, because I knew the specifics of the contract. Like, mm-hmm. I kept talking about the buyouts.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing to look at, and it's kind of hard to tell in Fagan's report, if Mike D'Antoni were fired before the playoffs, let's say before the playoffs in 2021, he only gets that $2.5 million. Mm-hmm. So basically, after next season, they could have fired Mike D'Antoni for $2.5 million. Or if, let's just say this, because Tillman Fertitta has shown signs, regardless of how you feel about him, Tillman Fertitta has shown signs as a guy who cares about the bottom line. And a lot of times when NBA owners buy teams, mm-hmm. it's more of a hobby. Like, they lose money early on, especially when they have teams this good. Like, that's just what happens. If, like, let's say that something happened fluky and James Harden and Chris Paul got hurt or something and the Rockets aren't going to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Tillman Fertitta could fire Mike D'Antoni, and then he wouldn't have to pay a head coach that year.
Right.
He would just pay $2.5 million, and then the assistant would take over.
Right.
So there's signs that show that maybe there was just some corners cut in this whole thing. And look, I don't know what kind of owner Tillman Fertitta is going to be, but I will say this. I think that when he makes statements to the media and when he speaks, he's got to realize that it's on record. Like, this isn't like in a boardroom or something like that in a restaurant, which, by the way, I love his restaurants. I ate at one on Friday. We'll talk about that in just a second. But this isn't like a boardroom and like restaurants where you can say this. Like, he's on record telling our own Adam Spillane that in one of the next 3 years, mm-hmm. he wanted to get below the luxury tax. He said that. Like,
yeah.
He 100% said that. However, when Daryl Morey made moves, which were obvious that he was cutting costs and getting below the luxury tax, Tillman Fertitta came out and said, I don't know how it happened. It was a fluke.
Mm-hmm.
That's his words right there. That's not my words. That's not me reading between lines and assuming it. Like, you could just look at what they did and the moves they made and say, all right, they were trying to get below the luxury tax. Him saying it's a fluke is silly.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go back in time and you look at him actually being on record saying
right.
that I need to get below the luxury tax one of the next 3 years, which, by the way, it's harder to do next year or the year after, talking about last season, because Chris Paul's contract goes up, James goes up a little bit, and so does Capella.
Right.
So hypothetically speaking, if Tillman Fertitta, if we're going to take him at his word and he really wanted to get below the luxury tax, which he said he did, and we saw Daryl Morey do it, it's damn near impossible to do it in year two than year three. So that's his words. That's not my words. That's what he said himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he should probably just be a little bit careful with what he says. I know he's an emotional guy. I know he gets like really, really emotional. I love his TV show because of it. But in sports, there's so many people that are going to hold you accountable. We get held accountable every day when we talk. You got to be careful when you say this kind of stuff. And I know fans right now aren't really feeling the effects of it because you do have James Harden.
Right.
And James Harden, as long as you have him, you're going to be at a certain level. But if he's cutting costs right now with this team that most owners would die for, what's going to happen like after James Harden when they don't have as good of a team, when there's not a chance to win a championship? There's just signs that say this could be one of those owners that a lot of teams, while you like what he does for your city and stuff, a lot of teams don't really want a guy that's more worried about cost and the bottom line running their squads.
Well, as I mentioned, it could be that he's very, very passionate about winning, and he's making all these moves because he wants to get that stuff done. He wants to win now. He's tired of the Warriors, and so he's being a little hasty, if you will. It's also very possible that he just is inexperienced as an NBA owner and is creating a divide within his organization. Here's what I think. You want a prediction? It's not even a prediction. I think there's a 50-50 chance already that Mike D'Antoni is not coaching the Rockets by the end of next season.
I just don't think that's going to happen, man. I really don't.
You don't think you think he will coach the entire season?
I'll just say this, John. Just based on what I've seen and based on what I've heard from Fertitta, I think he's going to coach the whole season because I don't think Tillman Fertitta wants to pay a coach to not coach. I don't, because that.
Well, but here's the thing.
I don't think Tillman Fertitta is going to pay what it costs to fire a coach and then have to hire another coach.
But
I just don't feel that way.
No, I absolutely think you're wrong on that, because basically he's getting out of that next year's contract and he's going to bring in another coach. You know what I'm saying? So he's going to pay him the $5 million next year. Next year's salary is already paid.
Okay.
No matter what.
So you think he's going to hire another one, though?
Promote an assistant, have one of these assistants that he's going to bring in that Mike D'Antoni is not going to have a big say over, could easily take over for the rest of the year. But let me lay out why I think this is a possibility. I'm not saying he's going to get fired. I think the odds have significantly gone up that he will not coach. That's either fired or move on or whatever. They're going to change the makeup of this team. Even though he says we're going to have, he being Daryl Morey, we're going to have the core five guys come back for sure and then tinker everywhere else. I think they're going to try to move Chris Paul. And I think Chris Paul and LeBron James having a very public dinner in a very public place, in Los Angeles over the weekend, wasn't an accident. Maybe Chris Paul is even starting to angle that way with his buddy LeBron. I also think it is very, very bad feelings going on right now between Daryl Morey and Mike D'Antoni. That's not going to get better over the course of the year. That's just not. You put yourself in that situation in your work environment when there's someone that you have a severe rift with and, you know, is maybe undercutting you or taking money from you or whatever it may be. There's a bad feeling between Daryl Morey and D'Antoni right now, and it's only going to fester over the course of the year. And then the third reason, what if they struggle just a little bit, there's your out for Tillman Fertitta. You know, he gets out of it right away.
So they just have an assistant
finish
takeover.
The year.
Awesome, dude. So basically you're telling me this, that James Harden in his prime 2 years in a row. Last year you cut salary and didn't use your mid-level exception, and then next year you're just going to have a different coach. You can't do this, man. Like,
I understand.
This
I'm not disagreeing with that.
This opportunity is too precious that Fertitta has right now. Like, if you want to lose money the next few years, do it. You're not going to have this opportunity. These opportunities don't come. It's been two decades. Like, this is what I'm saying, man. Most NBA owners kill for this opportunity. Like, they kill for this opportunity. At this point, I think what needs to happen is they need to move on from Mike D'Antoni. And Daryl Morey, who has a lot of skins on the wall in basketball, needs to be able to hire his own coach.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be Tillman Fertitta hiring the coach. Tillman Fertitta should pay top dollar, not fake top dollar like what's alleged here with Mike D'Antoni with incentives. Tillman Fertitta should go to Daryl Morey and say, here's the check. I know that James Harden is in his prime. We're all in. Go hire the coach that you want to coach. Yeah. That's what he needs to do.
I agree.
That's what he needs to do.
But I'm saying I think the odds have gone up to maybe 50-50 that D'Antoni's not going to be here because of everything going on around him.
Man, and you know, some of these NBA owners that have been in the game for a long time that have never had this opportunity are just looking at this and saying, my goodness. And, oh, by the way, we're talking about the Rockets not using the mid-level exception.
They'll use it this year.
They'll use it this year, yeah, because they got below the tax. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, and they had the Warriors right there. They had them where they wanted them without Kevin Durant. But this is the thing. Did you watch the game last night, John? Did you watch the NBA Finals last night?
Absolutely.
You did?
I did, yeah. Okay. I loved it.
Did you see how DeMarcus Cousins played?
Yeah.
Did he look pretty good?
He looked pretty good.
You know how the Warriors acquired him this year?
That was a mid-level exception, wasn't it?
That was a mid-level exception. So go figure. When you use your mid-level exception, the guys you bring in can help you win playoff games. Go fit. What a concept.
I forgot about that.
That's crazy.
He was a mid-level exception.
Isn't that crazy?
He saved their bacon.
Isn't that crazy?
Big time.
So if the Warriors, so let me put it this way. If the Golden State Warriors hadn't used their mid-level exception, they probably wouldn't have won last night, right?
Right.
That's crazy. I learn something new every day with Tillman Fertitta. But by the way, I got to say this because I am a Landry's Club owner, and I think Tillman Fertitta is the king of the service industry. I ate at Brenner's Steakhouse on Friday.
Oh, nice. Look at you.
Very nice spot.
Would you get engaged?
I did not. I did not get engaged. We were just going out to eat.
Sure.
But we went to Brenner Steakhouse. Mm-hmm. First of all, I wore a hat, and I had to take it off. I didn't know you couldn't wear a hat.
Like a baseball cap or a derby?
Like just a hat. I didn't know I wasn't allowed to wear that, so I had to take that off. So I just looked like white trash as soon as I walked in there. But I will say this, and this is something that my girl brought up. Is there such thing as too good a service? Because she said that the service there was almost too good, and her motivation for this statement was the iced tea, where if you take two drinks of your iced tea after you sweeten it, if they're putting it on there,
you get it right in the sweet spot.
Right in the hot spot, and then all of a sudden they come in. So is there such thing as too good a service?
That is a great example. Tell your girl she's right. That's a great example of like just they're trying too hard. It's too good a service. I've got another one, but it's a love-hate relationship.
She also said they checked on us too much. She said they were checking on us like
restaurants
six times.
Are dicey because you want you. I agree with that, too, by the way. But
two
you
thumbs
want
up for Brenner's, by the way. Brenner's is a great spot.
That's what I'm saying. You want them to check on you, but they need to know how to check on you, like, just enough but not too much. I mean, I'm sure people who have worked at restaurants lately will be able to, you know, maybe they have coaching on that. Here's the one I have a love-hate relationship with because they are all up in your grill, and sometimes you really need them up in your grill. The hardware store. I'm not talking about Lowe's or Home Depot because those guys can be kind of hard to find the help. But when you walk into like an Ace, they're like right there right in front. Can I help you with something? Can I help you find something? And
it's what Buckle used to be like at the mall. They're right in your grill.
Like six or seven times out of 10, I'm like, oh, thank God. I got real help. But then sometimes you just want to troll. You know, you just want to kind of
troll.
You know, like a troll, like around. Trolling for fishing.
Okay.
Yeah. You just want to kind of check things out. See, you know, I love going to the hardware store. I know that's kind of weird, but I love going to the hardware store. And that they keep checking on you and checking on you, checking on you. No, I don't. But on those days that you need something, it's really a bizarre dynamic in a hardware store.
Yeah. Is there such thing as too good a service? Loophole 713-572-4610. Text line. 2373 says a hat to Brenner's. Dude, you got to know where you're going. I mean, look, man, it was just after work. There were some people dressed down. They just weren't wearing hats. But yeah, I got you, dude. I learned it. But it's a very,
you put ranch
very
on your
good
steak?
Restaurant. I did not.
Good for you.
I did not. I did not do that.
You're growing.
I knew where I was in that situation. Did not put the ranch on the steak. But the moral of the story here is Tillman Fertitta and Mike D'Antoni, conflicting point of views, and maybe, just maybe, Tillman's just learning on the go, and he needs to be a little bit careful with what he says because everything in sports
is there anything
is
else
on record.
Where too, service is too good?
I don't know. Ask the loopholes. Loopholes are good at this.
713-572-46.
Let us know. Texans are on the practice field and 14 weeks away from opening the season in New Orleans. There's some numbers that show there's reason to believe the Texans are going to start the season with a W. We'll give them to you next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.